This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So there you are with your freshly minted college degree or maybe a brand new MBA thinking about what you're going to do next when the $200 billion a year consulting industry comes a-calling. It's still a powerful draw for a whole lot of people, consulting is, despite a well-earned reputation for long hours and endless travel. But seeing as how graduates put work-life balance a bit higher on their priority lists now than they did back in the day, options beyond the big-name high-pressure firms are being created. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that story.
We're standing in front of a sandwich shop in a Minneapolis office building. Most people look at it and think about what to order. But Carlos Castellan has been consulting for a restaurant chain recently, so he sees questions and opportunities. He points out some things and walks me through the kind of questions a food industry client might hire him to figure out, like smartphone ordering.
That process of taking it through the whole kitchen system and then pushing it out to the point of sale.
He's got a Harvard MBA and professional experience at a big retailer, the type of candidate consulting firms go after. And they did, but he chose a different path.
It would be very tough for me to go to a big company at this point.
Big firms don't offer new consultants much choice on what projects they can work on. He wanted to focus on retail. And the near certainty of being on the road every Monday through Thursday was definitely a problem.
Having a family is very important to both my wife and me, so that travel element really is difficult to manage, as well as being supportive of your family.
So he became a freelance consultant. Lots of people leave consulting to start their own boutique firms, but typically that's after long careers. Castellan's not even a year out of business school, but he's in control of his own schedule and says he's making more money than a typical starting salary at a major firm. The story of how he's able to pull that off starts in another city, at a company where we dropped in on a recent staff meeting.
We're in a world now where each individual person on our team, if you land one of those relationships, you could have a truly transformational impact on the business. And
this is Boston, a city which is the cradle of consulting. Several of the biggest firms began here, and all of them flood campuses every year to recruit Harvard and MIT students in bulk. But this company is no consulting firm, though plenty of employees have experience.
I was a consultant. I was at the Evil Empire.
Pat Petiti is one of the founders of Hourly Nerd, a startup that connects businesses to freelance consultants and takes a cut of the fees. The idea is a space where companies that don't need big-ticket, seven-figure-plus consulting engagements can find experts to help them with small and medium-sized problems. For the consultants offering their services, like Carlos Castellan, it's a chance to have more control over their careers and their lives. Rob Biederman is another co-founder.
You know, a lot of folks on our platform are either parents or caring for their own parents.
It's proving popular with businesses and consultants, not to mention venture investors who have poured more than $11 million into Hourly Nerd. The ex-consultants working there sometimes talk about the industry the way Uber execs talk about the taxi business: bloated, inefficient, incumbent, all the startup swear words, but they're not really competing for the same projects.
Their model is so expensive that they can't be working on the $30,000 and $40,000 and $50,000 projects that we are, and so it's not necessarily all that attractive to them to pursue.
Biederman says some big-name consultants have even referred business to Hourly Nerd, projects too small for them to bother with. But Hourly Nerd does compete for consulting talent, with people like Keith Bevins, a partner at Bain & Company.
The people that are attracted to Bain & Company are looking to have an impact, and they're looking to be supported in their own personal development.
As leader of Bain's recruiting, he and his team make that pitch year after year. MBA students at elite schools are prepping hard right now and all through the holidays for high-stakes interviews that'll determine whether they get coveted summer internships at Bain. When they ask Bevins about long hours and travel, he's clear there will be some of that. But he argues it's part of a bigger overall experience that works, and he has data.
Every other month, every case team gets surveyed on a couple of different metrics to understand how satisfied are they, how much of an impact are they having, do they feel like they're learning, do they feel like they're developing. And time again, what we see is that that doesn't correlate with hours and it doesn't correlate with travel.
That may sound like a slick sales pitch from a 20-year maniac, and it is, but there are independent data. In Glassdoor's latest report on the best U.S. companies to work for, Bain comes in second, beating out Google, Facebook, and Apple. With on-demand consulting increasingly an option, people with analytical minds and a taste for problem-solving may not have to sign up with a big consulting firm if they don't want the travel. And those who do can still go to work for places like Bain. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.